Truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 1.
Hi, yep, it's me, Dion. I'm here to help us all find, speak, and live your true purpose. I don't know about you, but I've always wanted to do a good job. I have this be perfect driver, trying to get things right all the time. I guess I've always wanted to be accepted by others and to fit in. I know I've had to struggle about fitting in the past. But in a good way, I also check in with myself regularly, and others too. Although valuing others' opinions over my own can be a little confusing at times and downright debilitating, using others to check in on self-progress, kind of allows what I call Mr. Doubt to walk all over what I'm doing and thinking. And when we're trying to become everything to everyone, I've learned we become nobody to ourselves. The trick I have learned is to first then become somebody to myself, and then I will be someone to others. I know, it's not rocket science. In this life and in business, it's important to get valuable feedback, right? I believe feedback from ourselves is as valuable as getting others to share their opinion of our work or performance. You know the saying, time is a great healer? Things don't always seem that bad sometime after the event. With time, we can kind of put things into perspective. But have you ever noticed that time can fundamentally alter your outlook on life? Now, I'm thinking of the last time I had an argument with someone in a call center. It was a few months ago, and at the time I was fuming. And for hours afterwards, I thought about all the clever things I could have said to them to put them down. I know, it's not a good look. The after effects of the argument ruined most of my morning, though. But later in the day, the sting had gone out of the turbulent emotions. I didn't feel anything anymore. The event still happened, but I remembered it from a different perspective. And now I laugh about it. So changing your perspective can transform your experience of the event. The trouble is, if we rely a lot on outside circumstances to change in order to be happy, we might have to wait a very long time. So if you're struggling with your own thoughts and feelings about yourself and what happened, in other words, constantly seeking feedback on your performance at work or even at home with family and loved ones, you end up not knowing who you truly are or how amazing you could be. You end up measuring your success and self-worth through the eyes of another. I've done it for years. So I'm not saying don't get feedback, right? We're all needy and we need affirmation and we all want recognition and acceptance too. We all want to fit in at some point. I know I have. I'm saying pay attention to the degree to which you seek approval from your audience. I see this as getting easily caught up in doing mode. It's almost autopilot sort of thing, getting the feedback from others and making the changes. Now, my suggestion is make a shift in your perspective and feed forward on yourself. It's an alternative to fueling the doing mode and entering what I call being mode. I've found I'm able to change my internal landscape irrespective of what's happening around me. And when I do this, I no longer am dependent on external circumstances for my contentment with what I have done or how I'm feeling. I use my own values as standards for measuring my success, letting go of that struggle, that rumination. So next time you walk away from a situation or a meeting, or if you're in a public speaking scenario, or just at home in the kitchen talking to loved ones, see if you can ask yourself these three questions. One, what did I do well there and should do more of next time? Two, what could I do next time to improve the situation for all involved? And three, yeah, this is the rub, this one. What am I grateful for in myself? I guarantee you, if you continue to use these questions regularly over time and use your values as your benchmarks for thinking and feeling, check out my blog on the River of Life and how to identify your core values at truth-works.co.uk/blog. You will be ushering out Mr. Doubt and becoming somebody to yourself first, and then being someone to others too. But have a brilliant day. Take care.